DJ Khaled is best known for his megamix cuts and many catchphrases.
We the best music!
But now he's added one more line to his resume, Airbnb host. Last week, in collaboration with the company, he invited guests to Miami to book a cozy getaway in a closet. But it's way cooler than that. It's actually a replica of the hip-hop star's massive sneaker closet, and it holds hundreds of shoes. Daniel Bubna was one of the lucky guests. He's a 42-year-old cardiologist who lives in Florida, and he says he's been a DJ Khaled fan for 20 years.
I first started listening to DJ Khaled back in my college years when he first was working with, you know, Terror Squad and was doing a lot of collaborations, as he still is now.
Yeah! Throw your hands in the air right now, man.
I've grown up with his music. I've always been a hip-hop fan. I've respected his work ethic, his drive, his dedication to his art form. And so as his music has transcended over time, I've also feel like I've grown up with it.
We from the Bronx, New York.
So when Dan and his wife Katrina read about the DJ Khaled Airbnb, they immediately set reminders for the moment the booking window opened. Jumping online during a lunch break, Daniel got his foot in the door, so to speak.
It was almost like an out-of-body experience. And so I text my wife, and I was like, I think I got this. And she's like, are you sure? Are you serious? And I said, yeah. And so I was like sending her screenshots to like confirm it. It was surreal. It was almost like a feeling of disbelief.
So we walk in, there's a projector that's basically has a screenshot of album covers and playing songs of his. And one of them was God Did, which is one of my favorites.
DJ Khaled.
And so we just kind of was sitting there, like walking around in awe. We instantly took pictures. There was a song that featured SZA.
I took a flight for the paddock. You said, "Baby, you're so dramatic."
And as you walk around the room, you're listening to his music, looking at his shoes, you know, sitting on a bed, and there's like two pairs of Jordans for my wife and I sitting on the bed with a card written out to us, you know, handwritten by him. So the whole experience, I mean, it was like a sensory overload, but at the same time, living in the moment.
Anytime I leave out on tour, don't be plotting. Every time I'm leaving out the door, she's tough fights.
It's more than a closet. It feels like a very large bedroom. And there is a large mahogany wood shelves that surrounds the entire room. And they're completely filled with his shoes. And these are all his real shoes. And they're all in size 11. And they're various types of shoes from almost every Jordan you could ever think of is there. So it is, yes, it is a sneaker closet, but it's so much more than that. It was space-wise, it felt like a suite.
DJ Khaled!
I'm getting so cold.
It was just one of those things where you're like, this may never happen again. So you know, you want to live in the moment and just try to soak it up.
This the remix.
That was Dr. Daniel Wubna. He was talking about his experience staying in an Airbnb replica of DJ Khaled's sneaker closet.